531.
We continue our election Talanoa series, speaking with candidates across political parties standing at this year's general election on the 14th of October, where you will get to vote for the parties and candidates you want to represent you in Parliament. Today, we're joined on Pacific Days by Angie Nicholas, National Party candidate for Te Atatū. Angie was born in the Cook Islands and moved to New Zealand with her family over 2 decades ago. She was raised in West Auckland, attending local schools Ranui Primary and St Dominic's College before gaining a Bachelor of Laws at AUT. Angie joins us now for a Taranoa. Kia rana. Thank you so much for your time today. Meitaki maata.
Kia rana, Brian. Malo lele and happy Tongan Language Week to all the listeners today.
Angie, as always, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so you touched on it briefly, but I was, so I was born in the Cook Islands and then moved to New Zealand with both my parents, and we settled out here in West Auckland, which is my home. I still live in West Auckland. I still live in Rānui to this day, and I absolutely love it. As you mentioned, Brian, attended Rānui Primary School and then really just jumped over the road and attended St Dominic's College, where I eventually went on to complete my law degree from AUT. And then from that point onwards, obviously entered the workforce. I picked up some part-time jobs beforehand while I was studying, and primarily my background is in youth development, and I also was an in-house lawyer at the Royal Commission for the Abuse and Care Inquiry.
And a business owner to boot, in security, yes. No less.
Yes. So spearheaded by my father, who was a cop, and then moving to New Zealand, having to resettle, you know, just the normal things, get kids into school, which is me at the time, find some new jobs. And my dad started in security, and to this day, we've set up our own business and going about five years. Yes.
Your political journey, Angie, how did it all come about?
Yeah, well, I've always been interested in the law and politics, and didn't really think of a political career in the early stages. But I suppose because those were probably dreams of mine as a kid, those were the pathways that I sort of pursued. So you'll see from my background, I studied law, and then natural progression is I practiced law. And then my real political journey, I suppose, with the National Party started as a volunteer. So I got involved as a volunteer in political campaigns 2017 and 2020. I connected myself with the Pacific Blues of the National Party. And for those who don't know, it's a Pacific arm for the National Party. And I also worked for two former National MPs in their electorate offices. So I suppose all those things together drew me to this point in my life now, where I am a political candidate.
Why politics? Why would you put your hand up for such a challenging career option?
Yeah, and I'm figuring out it is quite a challenging a space to be in, and I really do commend candidates across the country and MPs for putting their hand up. It's a big thing. But like I said, I've always been interested in the law and politics, and we have a great country. I love New Zealand. I've still, you know, after 20 years, I can still call it one of the best places in the world, which sits quite closely to Rarotonga, because I know Cook Islanders will be watching this, and I love my homeland of Rarotonga. But I want to be a part of the national team who will help make our country a better place. And there's a lot at stake at this election, and I think people deserve a chance to get ahead. And my personal opinion is that our best chance at success is with a Chris Luxon-led national government.
Angie, why national for you?
Good question, because and I get this a lot in political Pacific circles. And well, it's basically this. I love the values of the National Party, and I look at Pacific people being hardworking individuals, and hardworking individuals should be rewarded for their work. I look at my background as, young Pacific family moving here to New Zealand, not having much actually to take with us apart from our clothes, and our luggage. And resettling yourself in a new country is really difficult. We had to cling on to family and friends, to build our lives from the bottom up. And with the National Party, it doesn't matter what your background is. We believe that it doesn't matter what your background is, where you come from. I attended a Desau 1 school, right? And the prospects of someone like me growing up basically in the south side of West Auckland, the prospect of me getting ahead as a Pacific person from this community, maybe not high, right? The expectations of me getting ahead may not have been very high. So I want to, with the National Party, really just create opportunities. And I think that's what a good government should do, is create and deliver opportunities for families, for kids to get ahead, no matter what your background is.
Te Atatū, long considered a Labour stronghold, and for you're coming off the back of great work that's been done in the past by Alfred Ngaro, now leading a New Zealand party. How do you build off of that to make inroads into this Labour stronghold electorate, Angie?
Yeah, working really tirelessly, just working tirelessly to get out there to meet as many people as possible in Te Atatū. We're hardworking people, and I think, I say to people, this is a great place, just like our country. Te Atatū is a really great place to live. You can find yourself in the Waitakere's, and one minute, the next minute, you're out, Harbourview Reserve in Te Atatū Peninsula. It's such a great place to be and to grow up, but it can be much better. And I think Te Atatū is ripe for change, and it's time for change, and it really does need a strong advocate. And I'm very aware that this seat has been held by Labour for a long time, but it is time for change, as I said.
Very busy out on the campaign trail. What are some of the conversations? What are you hearing from the local Te Atatū community?
Yeah. Oh, just firstly, thank you to everyone who's actually been quite good, as I've been out door knocking, handing out those flyers, visiting the night markets. Yeah, doing human hoardings. Like, it's been really great to see the excitement from different people. Of course, you'll have opposing views, coming into this space. But the reality is, I think overwhelmingly, people want change, and that's good. And I think realizing that we need to pivot and to move in a different direction, that's good, because that's what we're feeling and that's what we're hearing across the country, and that's what we want to deliver for people.
Angie, your picture of politics before you came in and what you thought, and now with the reality of getting out and knocking on doors and all those sort of things, what's been the biggest surprise for you from what you thought to the reality?
Yeah, I'm really fortunate that I had some kind of experience, working in the political space, with MPs and in their offices, so actually dealing with issues, from community members. And I also had some experience, in the campaigns in 2017 and 2020, where we held up those human hoardings and we got a few, different views out in the cars. We got toots, but we also got the opposite. But I didn't realize actually the amount of work, and passion that goes behind what you need, and what you need to do, as a candidate, which is why I had huge admiration, I think, for MPs at this point. But it is a lot of work, a lot of work. And just remaining aware of what's going on. And that's what really matters in this space, is that you are here. This is a form of public service. You're here to serve the people. And it's great that, as a Pacific person, that's really something that we are brought up on. We know what it means to serve. We are probably told to serve and do it anyway. And so I've been really fortunate to have that background for myself. So busy, busy, busy. And that's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Angie, what are the issues closest to your heart?
Yeah, well, I think I just want to focus in on this election. And I've heard too many stories of people who are struggling. Young people who don't see a clear future ahead of them in terms of work, even study. And I've talked to too many dairy owners and visited too many of them in the electorate who feel really unsafe. And our position as a party is quite clear because those things are close to me because people struggling, those issues are close to my heart. People who do not feel safe. I want to feel safe when I walk down the road, right? Those issues are close to my heart. And those are the issues that New Zealanders and Pacific people are telling us about. They're worried about how they're going to afford food at the, you know, at the supermarket. They're worried about, you know, the petrol pump when they go there. So the cost of living issue, safer communities and improving our health and education. I've been to the ED here in Waitakere, amazing staff, but I spent over 10 hours in there waiting with both my mum overnight. And that's a really long time when you have a sick kid. And so we want to make sure that we're making improvements in those spaces of health and education.
Final words to our community tuning in this afternoon, Angie?
Yeah, so this election is our opportunity for change. And it's the chance, as we've said, as a party, to get New Zealand back on track. And what does that really mean? Well, we don't think that our country is headed in the right direction. And that's why we believe as a party, we need to get it back on track. We'll focus on the issues that you care about, like I said, the cost of living, safer communities, improving health and education. But we'll also make the economy work for you as a party. We want to make it work for you. So a party vote for National to get our country back on track.
Angie Nicholas, National Party candidate for Te Atatū. Mei taki ma'ata and all the very best for the election. E kia manuia. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Brian.